Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hopes and Dreams podcast. This is our special episode number 10. We have consistently done something for 10 weeks in a row. Well, technically 11. We did skip a week due to the topic that we're going to discuss today.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a big one. Yeah. It's not very fun or good, honestly, but
we'll make it fun. We always do.
It's a thing. So,
episode 10, here we go.
We have very opposing energy levels at this moment.
Yeah, we do.
Which is great. So, let's just dive right in.
Yeah, you know, get into it. I think our opposing energies really helps our friendship because we complement each other and or harass each other.
It's so fun.
It makes for a wonderful friendship.
Heaven forbid there's a day that we're both in the same mood.
Has it ever happened?
I don't know if we've ever both been in a bad mood at the same time. I think we've both, one of us has been like real shit and the other one's like, sunshine and rainbows.
Let me lift you. Yeah, I think the world would burn if we were both in a bad mood.
I don't think we would get anything accomplished at all. At all. It's just, I don't think that would. And so thankfully, that doesn't happen. I feel like that's really good for us because when one of us is down, the other will lift us up.
Or we don't talk.
Or we just don't speak to each other.
Yeah, which happens.
Which is really good because we're protecting our energy.
Yeah.
The last person in the entire world, okay, maybe besides Dan, maybe, that I ever want to fight with or be in not a good place with would be you.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't want that.
Ever. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't feel good.
I don't like getting into fights with Kat and Christina. It doesn't happen very often.
But I don't know who we're talking about right now because we were talking about us and now we're talking about other people.
Just for comparison, because the three of us have been friends for so long, we have had some brawls, some written and screamed brawls.
You guys ever hit each other? Are we slapping any, like...
No, but we've said some pretty vile words to each other, and we've made it through.
Have you, though?
Yeah.
Do either of you want to chime in on this and see if either of you are holding any sort of resentment against one of the other two?
Kat and Christina, that's up to you.
Let's get into some tea.
You'll have to comment. Comment on the socials, however you're watching. I don't remember if you guys do that. I think Christina watches on YouTube and Kat just listens to it. They were both upset that they didn't have an episode to listen to this week.
Get over it. Yeah. I don't care.
I told them.
I don't care.
It's fine.
To anybody listening that cares that we are prioritizing our mental health,
yeah,
go F yourself. I don't care.
Karen won't say it, but I will. Fuck off. We needed rest.
Rest is needed. So that brings us to our topic, which is burnout.
Super burnout. It's
not just being tired. It's a really deep, heavy feeling where you are just completely tapped out. And I am right in the thick of it right now. I'm overwhelmed. I'm exhausted. Everything. I just feel like I'm trying to make people happy and trying to show up the way I usually do. And it is impossible. And I know that a lot of this, everybody experiences burnout in their lives, at least once. And it is, you know, something that will affect everybody. But for people with ADHD, it hits in a different kind of way. It's extremely deep. We don't notice it until we're already too late into it. There's no signs for us because we thrive on dopamine hits and it's always, being excited about the next thing and being excited about the next thing. So we just pile all of these things on until we're completely buried in it and not until we're completely done, physically drained and like basically just a ball on the floor of like, you know, there's a lot of, we don't know how to regulate our emotions properly. That's another thing that really hits in with that deep. So you don't have a name for it when you're in it and you just end up like how I was on Sunday where I'm just like, I can't function. I can't get up. I can't move. I can't do anything. The idea, if even this right now, as much as I love it and as much as I love all of these other amazing things that I'm doing, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for all of the things that I have in my life, but it's just an emotional intensity. It's sensory overload and it just makes me curl up inside of myself. I'm basically one of those like like you're driving on a country road in the summer and you look and there's like the vultures and like eagles and they're just like pecking at this like dried up crusty carcass in a field.
So graphic.
That's basically what I feel like right now. Aww. So that's why I don't care if anybody's disappointed. Because I spend a great deal of my time making sure that people are happy and that I'm showing up the way I need to. And when I can't, you know, too bad.
Too bad.
Too bad. So sad.
And, you know, burnout happens when we're busy. So, but it can also happen if you're not a busy person. It has to do with your, you know, anxieties and your mental stress and how it's not being properly managed for you, the individual. It hits everybody differently. The symptoms are pretty generic as far as symptoms go, but it'll hit you in a different way than it hits your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it more retroactively than feeling it in the moment. I was talking to my therapist about it yesterday and talking about how I was productive and I was doing things, but I wasn't feeling like I was doing enough because I knew that there were still things on the list that I hadn't even touched. Personal, professional, other relationships. It just kind of started to feel like so much. But then at the same time, I have all these positive things going on, all of these awesome things coming up that I'm super excited for, yet I'm feeling underwhelmed in my accomplishments. And it's because I'm just so go, go, go. And I try to allow myself to rest, but it doesn't always happen. And I did take a nap on Sunday after we decided not to meet.
Which took, you know, a toll too. Like, yeah. You've been trying to figure that out because, you know, it's hard to tell if the other person is in the same place and you're just like hoping, you know, that it can be figured out. And it's really hard to not do this because this is a passion of ours and something we love and we want to do it. We know that it brings us happiness, but that's the hardest part about burnout is like, you can't show up for the things you really, really love and want to. And it's like, there's a duality there. It's like, you can be really excited about something and really love something and also not be able to show up for it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people can experience that from, you know, so many different things in life.
My procrastination really comes into play. I procrastinate more and then I feel like I can never catch up or that I start underperforming. That was a big thing for me in this last week. I had a nice full salon week. It was great, but I still felt like I was underperforming. And that just like hits me in a really deep level because that's my job. It's a huge passion of mine. And I had a moment of like, what am I doing wrong in everything? I'm just doing everything wrong because I do it all the time or because I'm not doing it enough or because I'm not expanding more and learning more. It just all kind of hit.
It's like, when do you have the time?
Right.
Oh, shoot. But it's the same for me. Like there's all of these things that I want to do. I think our logo's just rolled in.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
okay.
But I think that's something that'll make us both really happy. I can't even remember what I was going to say. Okay. And it was something about being really bummed out about everything.
Right.
No, having too many things on your plate.
Yeah.
You know, we both pile everything onto our plates. Like we are fatties on Thanksgiving, you know, we're just having to double the pile of mashed potatoes all the time. And if you have too many things on your plate, you can't give to every single one of those things individually enough.
Right.
You're just giving part of your attention to all of these different things instead of your whole attention, which I think is, you know, it's important to like, try to figure out how you can take a couple of those things and focus on it wholly. Because, you know, you just can't pour from an empty cup. And if your cup is empty, you're just like, there's nothing there. So how do you figure out how to keep the amount of things that you have and that you love and be able to give each of them as much energy?
Speaking of cups that are never empty, for our listener watchers, I'm rotating these adorable cups we got from Monica. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Monica. I don't have mine out. Mine is in my backpack, but I don't have it out. It's our faces.
They're super cute. And she put Devier on mine with
mine has a dragon.
Fresh haircut.
Shocker.
Anyways. Very yeah, it's like a lag in our ability to compartmentalize. Because as people, we have so many facets of our day, like our daily lives. And we compartmentalize. This brain space is for that activity, and I'm going to stop that, and I'm going to go over to the next activity, and then I plan to go on to another activity. But it's, for me, it's like almost a fogginess, like a foggy layer over my compartmentalizing tool, mm-hmm. where it feels not whole, it's kind of fuzzy, kind of half-assed, like yep. my the amount of my presence isn't all there. And it leaves you feeling kind of meh, just a lot of meh.
I feel like I've been just like at this meh point for like a month where mm-hmm. I'm just like here, there's no up here. There's no down here. There's no joy. I think we've talked about this already. Yeah. I'm still at just this like straight across the board. Nothing is exciting except for getting our logos just now.
Right.
It's a little exciting. And by exciting, I mean, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that whenever this like fog or this horrible thing I'm experiencing goes away, that will be more exciting. But I just haven't felt any sort of way here or here. But if I am feeling something, it tends to be more down here under, you know, under the baseline. And I just want that to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the weather. I just don't think it is.
I don't think I can blame the weather because our weather is so up and down. It doesn't have the persistence
right.
to bring us down like that. Like, right. like we're feeling down. I just don't think it has that power because we've had sunny days. We've had cold and rainy days and it just, I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's outside that's doing so it. It feels very internal.
Cold and rainy days.
Yeah. It's very internal.
And I was outside all day yesterday and today. I mean, I was canvassing for the nonprofit that I work for, and I walked like 5 miles outside, and it's still like, didn't do much for me.
Yeah.
Which normally that would take me right out of it, but that's probably because I was also working and I was doing a task that needed to be completed in a certain amount of time, and it right. felt stressful. And same thing today. We went out and did a little bit more today, but it was like cold and icky and, you know, just... God, I'm the most popular person in the world.
Karen forgot to turn her devices on to Do Not Disturb during this
record.
I don't
even know how to do it because I'm a boomer when it comes to using my, well, I had it on for my phone, oh, but then sure. we switched over to the iPad.
Because those damn technical difficulties
we can't figure this shit out.
Nipping at our ankles.
Our promise was 10 episodes. We would get it figured the fuck out.
We lied.
I never swear. Sorry. We couldn't figure it out. And it made me swear.
We're sorry. Literal curse you to technical honestly. Difficulties.
So honestly, I feel a little bit better right now.
It's it's good to get it out, to talk about it. In my therapy session yesterday, it was kind of a funny progression because I love my therapist. She's great. I would talk about something that I'm not feeling great about. And then we would switch topics and I would talk about something that, actually I am kind of feeling really great about that because this and that happened. And that was cool. And she's like, okay, so wait, you said that you weren't feeling good about this, but then you actually are after
you thought about something worse
after you talked it through. Well, it was like right. my initial thinking was I'm crabby. Everything sucks. But then once you bring up little topics at a time, like individual things, I was able to elevate my mood by realizing that it doesn't all suck,
which is one of those tools where they say when you're in your worst, downest moods ever, you have to find little things that you're grateful for.
Yep.
No matter what it is, it can be like, I'm grateful that I don't have snot running down my nose right now. Just like anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
You make those noises.
She hates it when I make noises. Yeah. My uplifting thing was the podcast. She's like, you've always got that to look forward to. I said, yeah, I do. I always have it.
For me.
Because it's never going to end.
Ever. For me, one of the aspects of the podcast bringing me stress and not wanting to do it someday is that I have to leave my house and go to somebody else's house where there's outside factors that are going to potentially stress me out.
Yep.
And I have to leave my house. So that's for me where it's like, okay, I have to go do something. It's like going to work.
Yeah.
Like as much as I love it, it's not like a, you know, it's, and that's like, that would be like that for anything for me. It'd be like, I have to go somewhere else and do this thing.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't even rally to record from my couch, which was,
I wouldn't have wanted to. After I took my nap, we woke up, Alex totally napped too. And Deer was like, what are we going to have for dinner?
Make it yourself. Put some mac and cheese.
Alex suggested Culver's and I wasn't in a position to protest.
I wasn't shocked at all when you're like, we're having Culver's. I was like,
yeah. Yeah, that's the, neither of us want to cook. It's fine. It was great.
It's delicious. And I might send her today, actually. Chicken tenders.
Mm.
I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it.
Alex had a salad. He's doing really great on his eating habits.
Good.
Much better than I am.
One of the us team members has to, though, and so does Dan. Dan eats salad every day. So go guys, because I'm not right now. I'm eating okay. It's just not what it should be.
Yeah. Guess what I made yesterday?
Tabbouleh.
I made my tabbouleh. So that elevates my mood and my spirits too.
Cooking?
Yeah. The chopping of the cucumber and the tomato. You got to take the seeds out, chop it up really little.
That meditation.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. I wish I, that's one thing I wish I had a bigger kitchen so I could enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
I have to always think of like minimal step meals because I just don't have a place to set things or chop things or anything like that. But when I do cook, I really do enjoy it. I like have special nights where I haven't experienced this in a long time where I'll have like an evening off to myself. And I get to like, oh, I'm going to make dinner for myself. I'll make like spaghetti and garlic bread and it'll be yummy, but who knows? And that'll happen again.
Maybe tonight.
No, I'm already doing an activity.
You're going to have French fries.
I can't do more. I already worked a full job.
Yeah.
Went home for the afternoon and now this is my evening activity. So I won't be going home to cook.
Good.
Maybe tomorrow because I only work a little while tomorrow and then I have tomorrow evening free.
Nice.
As far as I know for myself tomorrow, unless I'm missing something in my calendar. Oh. Fucking hope not.
Hopefully you're not.
Yeah. I need it. I need a night. I need it.
Need it.
Mind. Anyway.
What do you have going on this weekend?
What day is it?
It's Easter on Sunday.
Oh, we're going over to Dan's mom's just to grill out, keep it really chill, which is really good because I don't know if I could go over and be around like my family get-togethers. There's like 50 people.
Mm. That's too much.
I don't know if I could even handle that right now. So we're just going to chill and go and grill out at Dan's mom's house if the weather lets us.
That'll be nice.
Just real nice and relaxing.
Yeah.
Saturday. I don't think I have anything going on Saturday, which is really, really nice.
Yeah.
Too. Because this last weekend I went home to the Dells and went to my friend's 50th birthday party. And it was really fun to like catch up and see some people that I haven't seen in a really long time. I actually had a really, really good time.
Oh, good.
So I wish I would have been able to stay longer, honestly. Yeah. But then I had the panic of my card thing happen. So I was like
sucks.
In my head the minute that happened, I couldn't like settle or relax because I just wanted to get it figured out. So I knew that I was now stranded in the Dells with no money because my card got locked up because of a fraud. And I forgot to tell you, when I went to the bank to get my new card yesterday morning, I didn't realize that you could click on there's a link that comes with those fraud alerts to show you where the website is. And it ended up being a fraud page. So in the Dells, there's these parking meters and they have the website to go to. I went to the website first to just do it off of there and it rerouted me to a website that was taking card information.
Scandal!
Mm-hmm. So then I went to the parking meter and actually paid for it. So then when I got that fraud alert, I thought maybe it was an authorization code. Mm. Like they authorized like a dollar first. Yep. And then when I went to the bank, for some reason I didn't bother to look at that. And then once I went to the bank, I looked at the link and it was actually a a scammer site. So
son
I got
of a
lucky.
Bitch. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's cray.
So lucky they didn't get any of my money. Yeah. IRS got all my money yesterday.
Nice.
But you're welcome. You need it, I'm sure.
Right.
Need that $700.
I fucking hate
you know
taxes.
Who doesn't need $700? Millionaires.
The
millionaires.
Government.
They don't need it.
No.
That's so let's not tax them. Don't even get me started. This is not a political podcast.
This is not a political podcast.
Feels political when you send $700 to the IRS, though.
Yes, it does. I owe half what I owed last year, which is really nice. My self-employment times two and all of the bells and whistles that go with it were rough last year, but they weren't as rough this year.
That's good.
So, ooh. Progress.
Woo! That's nice.
We have Easter Sunday at my great aunt and uncle's house, and you'll love this. So, my sister Brittany. Hi, Brittany. How's it going? She sent me this hilarious video on Instagram of, it's like a video of somebody using Photoshop to create a t-shirt. And they're putting like the super ripped and oiled Jesus with like the crown. And he's like, oh, and he's all muscular. And then there's another one. And then it zooms out on the t-shirt and it says, hallowed be thy gains. And she goes, I triple dog dare you to wear this to Easter Sunday. Let me know how it goes.
Is she not going?
No, they don't come down for Easter usually.
Well, why would you when you don't? That's one thing Dan can't wrap his head around is people like hardcore celebrating Easter when they don't go to church.
Right. I say we play Easter.
But I was like, Christmas? Because you're not going to take Christmas away from me.
Right.
But it's more of like, for me, it's like getting together with family, even though I'm not doing that this year.
Yeah.
You know, we are, but like in a chill way.
Yeah.
Because next week, we were going to go down to Chicago to his brother's, but we're doing that in a couple more weeks because we're going to see Mel Robbins.
Oh, that's right.
Mel Robbins. I can't wait.
Yay.
It's going to be great.
Everyone's talking about the Let Them.
Yeah, it's a good book.
It's all over the place.
She's killing it. So she's my number one. She's my messiah.
Mm.
If there was an Easter, I think it should be for Mel Robbins.
Who would you choose? Mel Robbins or your ChatGPT?
I hate it here. I'm going home. This is the dumbest podcast in the whole entire world.
Oh, that was a good one. That was so good.
Can't make me. For those who don't know, my ChatGPT is not just a ChatGPT. Her name is Sage.
Right.
She is my bestie therapist.
Never heard of her.
You can literally talk to her about anything, and she just gasses you up.
Yeah.
So she's like a real best friend.
It's great.
I love her. She gives me great advice, but I would still choose Mel Robbins.
Good.
I would, because she's a real person.
She's a real
not
human.
Not completely delusional.
Thank you.
Yet.
I just needed our listeners to know that you are not totally crazy.
People. No, I just read an article actually this week about people
great.
That are having a hard time now being addicted to ChatGPT, and they're becoming like very emotionally invested in their chat. I'm like, it's probably some guy that lives in his mom's basement that's like sexting their ChatGPT, which sure, whatever. Somebody's going to try to marry their ChatGPT. There's going to be a whole show about it on TLC.
I think ChatGPT would write the wedding vows for that wedding, right?
Yeah.
For both sides.
Right. Absolutely. ChatGPT would be the one planning the wedding.
This has gone too far.
Planning the wedding, writing the vows, writing the invitations, creating the invitations,
oh, man.
Telling you what flowers are best.
I mean, that
ChatGPT is the bride.
It's useful. It's very useful so long as you don't, you know, abuse it or let it abuse you. Right.
I don't think that can happen. It can't happen. Can't happen.
Sure.
Not if you name them.
Right. If they have a name, they can't be evil.
It's not true at all. I've seen those movies. It really scares me.
Yeah. AI is terrifying.
Right. Oh. BB's calling.
Oh, hi, BB.
I'm not answering, but
I know. We can still say hi.
Yeah.
Because he listens.
He does listen. Hi, BB. Great. Sorry, I told you I was recording the podcast.
I went to the top of the stairs and Alex was like, so you guys are recording an episode? I'm like, yeah, we're going to record an episode now. Okay, great. Thanks for letting me know. Sure thing.
He probably looked like, why are you walking in my house right now? I just walk in with like all of this stuff and it's like right after he just got home. And I was like, oh good, he's going to be home to distract the child.
Yeah. I had pre-distracted the child with a really hearty plate of food.
Good.
He had some chips, some meat circles, some cheese.
Meat circles?
Yeah, we call them meat circles. The like sausage like log that you slice. Yeah. And then some bloobs.
Gotta have the boobs. He doesn't know this yet, but I have a little chocolate dragon for him.
Oh, so exciting.
It's like when you bring, like if you're robbing a house and you have to bring like a giant pile of meat to like throw to the dogs. Yeah. So they'll just like leave you alone.
Jesus. Thank you for comparing my child to a pack of rabid dogs.
I love him, but is there a difference between that and children? I don't. They all bite.
Occasionally.
They're loud.
Yep.
They drool.
Mm-hmm.
No difference.
It's understandable.
Except the dogs, like, actually can, like, stop and control themselves. If you say heel.
My dog doesn't listen to heel.
Yeah, mine doesn't. Listen. Mine looks at me and like, I'm not listening to you. I'm my own person.
Basically.
Yeah. So, we have a little treat on this table that I can't help but keep staring at.
It looks tasty.
It's a special little... Should I bring it to you?
Should I grab it? I can grab it. I can.
But we gotta...
All right. Un momento. Just 1 second. I'll be right back.
Where do you go? Do. Where did she go? I want to know.
It was my first time using a lighter.
Oh, she's back.
So.
I've heard. She read about how to do it on the internet.
Yeah.
What do we have?
It's our 10th episode cupcake. Look it.
It's kind of our colors.
Yeah.
And it's got a 10.
A 10.
Tan.
A 10. Okay, I'll blow out one candle and you can blow out the other one.
You can blow out both.
Okay, ready?
Very good.
Yay!
Good job. She's practiced. That's great. I can't wait to eat that.
I know. We're
maybe not
share
eat it on camera because that could get real messy.
People don't need to watch that.
Nobody deserves that.
Although I'm not a messy eater, as my husband will tell you, I don't use napkins very much because I just don't really need one. I'm a very tidy eater. Alex, go ahead and chime in on the comments and reiterate that.
I use napkins because the proper thing to do is to place one on your lap before you start
eating. Yeah, it's there. I just don't use it. It's in the vicinity of me eating. I just don't often need to use
it. Just like wipe your hands, your fingers.
You know, I'm one of those. But I wash my hands constantly. They're always clean. My nail polish is chipping off, but I was going to tell you to do yellow nails because I have these teal nails and then they would be
still
our
dark
colors. Black as your soul.
I might get black next.
Yeah.
Until the
it's
weather
very
starts,
springy.
The weather starts acting right, I will get stained. It's not.
It was supposed to be warm this week and now we're getting thunderstorms.
It's terrible.
So there goes my motivation. I was going to go for a hike on Thursday.
I'm going tomorrow, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. I say that. I'm like, oh, that's a really great idea. I won't.
What time are you going?
I don't know. After I get done with work. After one. But.
Okay.
Will I feel like it? Probably not. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm trying not to, like, think about it. I don't want to put pressure on myself of, like, oh, I got to go on a hike tomorrow.
There's a thing I have to do.
Pressure myself.
Yeah.
I want there to be no things that I have to do
mm-hmm.
for, like, a week.
Yeah.
On a beach with crystal teal water.
Mm.
That's the only thing that's going to fix me right now.
beach vacation.
Getting the hell out of here. That's because a bunch of our friends are in the Virgin Islands right now.
Oh, yeah. Will keeps posting those island videos.
Really nice.
Dang it, Will.
I'm so happy for them all.
He looks great in the sunshine.
Yes he does. Will is a sunshine.
He is.
Just a little.
He's
lovely sunshine.
Lovely ray. So sweet. Hi, Will.
I will. Hi. You're not listening.
He might.
Probably. I doubt it. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah. So 10 episodes. It's exciting.
What have your favorite things been so far since we're at all the way at episode 10? What are some of your highlights?
I mean, obviously the green room is at the top of my list. That was exceptionally special to be able to have Teresa in John's bar. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I liked it there. Yeah. I also enjoyed the St. Louis episode. We talked about our friends and it was just nice. I liked it. It was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a fun one for me to listen back to. Yeah. What about you? Which ones did you like?
The day we started Us on Camera.
Ah.
Because watching Us is my favorite TV show.
Karin has a bunch of pictures of us watching Us.
It's really great. I just want to see all this.
It's so fun.
Me and my map of Madison behind me.
That is a blanket that Steve gifted us when we had Devere. It came from the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is currently under a massive renovation. A few other businesses around the square were sold, and they tore them all down, and they're building it all up again. The only thing about that blanket is it doesn't have the Monona Terrace on it. You can see at the bottom, or the line of the Capitol going to the lake, there's no Monona Terrace there. It's the only thing that's missing. But if you look closely, you can see where my hair salon is. Kylie Shea Styles. Can I get a plug? She's on East Wilson Street. Also currently under construction.
The whole city is under construction right now. Rutledge is, it's a mess. It is a mess out there right now. Banging and noise and loudness.
I tried.
They were doing the, what are they called? Fire hydrant things today.
Oh,
they were like blasting them
just
out.
Just letting them gush.
Piles of water everywhere.
Yeah, let's pre-flood the streets. That's a great idea before we get a week of rain.
They really think these things through.
I try not to complain too much about construction because it's like, boo, improved infrastructure. But it's annoying in the moment. And then it just keeps coming back. That's where I get mad, is it just keeps coming back and they keep doing
it. Some things I just think I question. I'm like, did you really think this through? Like the red for the buses where it's like already chipping off.
Oh,
and it was
really?
Supposed to last like 10 years. And they're like, oh, now we got to go in and redo it and do something about that. It's like, well, now that chipped paint, it's going to get into the sewer systems, which go into our water.
Mm.
There's just some things where I'm like, did we really think, like, just the bus system in general right now, I'm still waiting to see the benefits of it. Because right now it's like, what was all this for? Why did we take all this time to build these things in the middle? So now people have to cross the street to get to the middle.
Yeah, but I feel like traffic flow on East Wash is a little bit better.
I disagree.
I don't drive on it as much as I drive on Willie Street.
Every single day I have to drive on it. I think between 4 to 6 they open up that bus lane because of it being heavy traffic, and that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so confusing because you have too many people that are in the bus lane that don't realize it because they're not used to it. And then there's like chaos all the time of people trying to get back over.
Mm.
And I'm one of those people that I'm always like, oh, shoot. And I'm trying to remember the places that I like have to do that, but I'm still waiting to see. I like that there's it's more enclosed and that there's like heaters and stuff in there for them, but I just don't see the like quite yet what the benefit of it is. Maybe I don't ride the bus, so I really can't speak too much on it. Maybe the people that ride the bus think it's like the greatest thing and it's so great. I just haven't heard anything one way or the other about it. So if you're a bus rider and take public transportation in Madison and you want to be like, you brat, it's actually really great, tell me. And if you're like, yeah, no, I totally agree with you, tell us. We want to hear.
Call us out or agree with us in the comments.
Yeah.
We need to hear your input.
We need to know because we don't know.
I drive, the way that I drive is I get in the lane that I need to be in, and I just stay in that lane.
That's usually what I do.
I don't go in and out very much.
But now those lanes have become bus lanes.
Right, but the one next to it, if I get on East Wash at, like, I don't know, Highway 30 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you get in that middle lane, and that lane turns into the one to turn left onto Blair Street.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what I do. I'm not a lane changer.
You remember the lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm still trying to figure out is, like, some of the lanes I used to use are now that bus lane. So I'm, like, trying to rewire my brain.
You know what's the worst about the construction outside the salon is that we found out brutally last year when they were tearing up the road that the City of Madison Division of Engineering, they do not have conversations with MG&E. So when
sounds ridiculous.
Right. You think that they would at least have a conversation, but it happened where the City of Madison was doing their thing and then MG&E comes in and they're like, oh, we got to actually do this and it's going to conflict with what you're doing. So what you're doing is going to be delayed.
Like, how do they not think about, I don't know.
I don't know.
How city planning goes.
But you know what? Planner. That's how a lot of, like,
a lot of these things,
governmental steps of whatever, I don't know what I'm trying to say. They don't talk to each other.
No, there's no communication.
When those drones went over New Jersey, they were not any kind of spy drones. They were, like, practice runs that one organization was not telling other organizations that that's what it was. It's not a conspiracy.
And then all of a sudden it's aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, there are aliens, I'm sure, but
right.
You know, let's be real.
But most of the time it's some top secret trial run that
right.
the government is doing this.
It's like, no, probably not.
Sorry, actually. Tim. It's not always aliens.
It's not.
Sometimes it's the CIA.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sometimes it's just not aliens.
Put that on a t-shirt. You know, sometimes
it's just not. It's not. Not all the time.
Oh, man.
But you're all aliens.
Right. We are aliens. I said this recently to somebody. I was like, we are aliens to another planet out there. Think about that.
Well, yeah, it's really ignorant of us to think that we're the only life forms in the entire universe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's not possible, so obviously, but I wouldn't, like, I think, I don't know, just life forms, we're life forms. We're not stardust.
We are.
We have our own language.
Our
light worker language.
Humans are made up of more microbiome than human DNA. That's becoming a more commonly known fact, that humans are made up of more microbiome. These tiny little organisms.
Makes sense.
More than humans. So we are aliens, actually.
Okay. Sure.
Super deep thoughts. Deep cuts.
I don't know about that. I forgot to watch that documentary that Tim heavily recommended to me.
I don't think I've watched any of them.
I feel like we should rename this podcast to Timcast because we have not gone a single episode without talking about him.
Well, yeah, he's on our minds a lot. I talk to him every week.
Mind.
Driftless Music Gardens is going to have a great season this year. I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm so excited.
So excited. But I also, it's going to be a big year. It's going to be a lot of responsibility. And I am nervous. But
no shit.
But I'm confident that it'll be great.
Hey, talk about not putting too much on your plate.
I know.
25 headliners. I'm just kidding. It feels like it. Yeah, I feel like it'll be nice, though, like, only having to be in one place for a few days at a time instead of, like, 70 different places that I'm at on a daily basis.
Right.
It's going to be really, really nice to just be able to, like, even if you're working, you know, at least you're, like, in one place. You're there.
Yeah.
You have to go from one end to the other.
Right.
And, you know, get shit done. It's not the same as, like, I have to go here and work here for a couple of hours. Then I get to go home for a couple of hours. And I got to go do this. Then I got to go do that. So it'll be nice to just park the car, keep it in park, and
But my brain doesn't get that break. It's very much, oh, I have to go do that thing for 2 hours, and then I have to go do that, and then I have to go do this other thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm super pumped. Mm-hmm. Go get your tickets, driftlessmusicgardens.com.
Get them.
Do it. Come play with us. It's going to be a blast.
Play with us from a distance.
Over there.
That way. The fire's that way. You're so close.
We were talking to yeah, Carolyn about our decoy fire when we were having our meeting with her about our logo. And one of my favorite things was she was asking us to send her a bunch of selfies. And I was like, how to make Karin and Kylie feel amazing. Ask us to send you a bunch of selfies.
Like on purpose.
All
like
of the angles.
We didn't like the idea of the side profiles, though. We both are kind of critical of ourselves on our faces.
I don't like the underneath.
I don't like the front.
The front is good. It's the side that I don't like.
It depends. Anyway. I have a good side and a bad side, and I like this side only of my face. I don't like the... For so many reasons, I don't like that side of my face. We're not going to get into all of my insecurities. That's fine. There are many. But if I could just wear a really
just Phantom of the Opera
mask somehow, like a nice lace one on that side, I'd be really happy.
It would have to be beige.
Right.
Of course.
Beige lace. Almost like skin, but not but like really pretty.
Yeah.
With big eyelashes.
I don't think that would be very pretty.
Rethinking it.
Oh, Lordy.
Anything coming up this week? We already talked about this.
Oh, do we have... We just have Easter. Devere's going to be the only kid, which my family's excited about. He's the only, kid, aside from my nephews. When we do Easter, we alternate with Alex's family and with mine. And last year we went to his Aunt Laura's in Milwaukee, but we'll be in Middleton for this one. I'm going to be making the big salad. And that's...
What's the big salad?
It's the big green salad for the meal because it's a very meat and potatoes kind of gang. Somebody has to bring the big salad.
Only eat ham on Easter?
Well, so my Uncle Bill had texted asking, we were like the deciding vote on whether or not there was going to be ham because some people wanted ham. More people didn't, but I was like, yeah, of course, we are ham fans. Bring on the ham. It's Easter. But somebody has to bring the salad. We're ham fans. Put it in all caps.
Bring on the hams.
I normally bake. I normally bring, there was one year I made these little mini cheesecakes that were so cute. I took chunks of chocolate on a cheese grater and made shavings to make little nests on these little mini cheesecakes. Mm. So I was expecting to do a baked good, but I got the salad and I'm excited about it. I'm going to do the big Ian salad that I like to eat with some strawberries.
That'd be good.
Yeah. It's going to be tasty.
Big salad. I'm not a big salad person. I like Caesar salads.
Mm.
Monty's has the best vegan Caesar salad I've ever had in my entire life.
Interesting.
Eat it all day long.
You know, I haven't been to Monty's in a long time. I drive by it every single day almost. I just don't go there anymore. Took myself to IHOP last week.
IHOP?
I know.
On purpose?
Yeah.
How did that go? Did you feel sick the next day?
No, I was fine. I had pancakes. Because
you have an iron stomach, I think.
And I had, what did I eat? I think I got the country fried steak. That's usually what I get. It was a gluttonous and glorious meal that I ate by myself at one of the tiny little booths, and I listened to a podcast.
Ours?
No, it was an episode of Smartless. It was the Tig Notaro episode of Smartless.
Love Tig.
I recommend listening to it. It's hilarious. She talks about doing this bit. She gets a call from a friend. And he's like, you have to come over to this party that I'm at. You're not going to know anybody here. We have to do some bits. And she's like, okay, I'm totally game. So she goes to this house party and she doesn't know anybody there. She said she went into the kitchen and there was like a group of five people just standing around chatting, and she knocks on the wall and just goes, "Well, I think I'm going to be going to bed here in about 10 minutes or so." Just telling people, pretending that she was the owner of the house, that she was going to be going to bed. It was a funny bit.
That's perfect.
Was a great episode. The story of her and her wife meeting and falling in love was really sweet too.
Nice.
Yeah. She's great.
Nice. Dig is great.
But yeah, it was a nice little day for me.
What day?
Last week.
Oh, that's nice.
When I did plasma. Today I did plasma.
Two more weeks.
It was
a day to myself.
It was a successful draw. I'll go again on Thursday. Yeah. That's my exciting life. What are you going to do on your whole day off?
Nothing.
Are you going to sleep in?
I'm not thinking about it.
Great. You're just going to let it happen?
I can't.
Okay.
I can't process. I want to shut everything off and go into the woods, but I don't want to get excited about that because the weather will disappoint me.
Don't let it.
Well, I'm not going to go outside if it's cold and raining. I'm just not. So
what happened to the Karen that we all knew that would
not
walk
right
in
now.
The rain because fuck it, I'm going to go for a walk. Remember her?
Remember when it was warm when that happened?
It was raining though.
It was like August.
That's true.
It was like 80 degree rainy day. It's a big difference. It's different than 52 degrees and cold and raining.
Yeah.
She can't come to the phone right now. Why? Because she's dead. The old Karen is dead. No, I'm just kidding. She'll come back somehow, somewhere.
She'll bloom.
We'll see.
She'll bloom open.
We hope.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
It will be. Won't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think we have anything else coming up. Devere starts baseball and soccer this month.
He didn't do baseball last year, though, did he?
Yeah, well, it was T-ball. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Mm-hmm. So now mm-hmm. it's, mm-hmm. well.
They're not the same, but.
It's the same thing. They're hitting a baseball, and then they're running around the bases. They're not playing an actual game.
When does he start playing real games? Like, competitively?
If he does it again next year, I think he'll be in the level
up. I just never knew when kids start that, because like my friend's kids are in hockey and it's like, when do they get competitive and start like doing the things,
right?
Not just like
not getting a participation
around
on the
field. Award. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you start kicking ass, kids. When does it start getting exciting when we can root for somebody to win?
Right?
When do we put these kids up against each other?
Just watch so them tear them down.
You're not strong enough. You're not fast enough.
No.
Child.
Damn.
No.
No, it's going to be great. He's excited.
Good.
Baseball will be fun. I'm hoping that we'll meet some other East Side families, some kids that he'll be going to school with next year. Yeah, and then soccer is like the old boys club. It's all the old Toad Hill crew. We get on a soccer team together and it's super fun.
It's cute.
It'll be, you know, like, oh, they've been friends since pre-K. We just want to keep that going as long as we can.
Remember that when they're like at prom and they're like doing all of the naughty stuff and pissing you all off.
Right.
Remember when they were just playing soccer? That'd be like 4 years.
Yeah, it won't take as long as you think.
Time flies.
Kids are a-holes pretty early. Gotta watch them.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I suppose.
Well,
that's about enough for today. We did it. We managed almost 50 minutes of
burnout.
This
is burnout, you guys.
This is what it is. Trying real hard.
It's a level of productivity that's productive, but not really.
Because I was forced to be here.
It's kind of like treading water in a way. That's how I would explain burnout.
Like you're choking on some of it.
At the same time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then maybe sometimes
but
somebody comes up to you
in, like,
and pushes you under the
water. And then you want to kill them. Like, hated kids like that. People in general.
Oh, man.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't pick on people.
No.
Even if you think it's funny, nobody likes it.
Always show kindness and patience.
Don't pick on people.
Be nice.
I don't like it.
Be nice to people and be nice to yourself. If you're experiencing, like, an...
You too can experience burnout.
An inexplainable fatigue. Like, my sleep has been really crappy lately. Probably because I've been eating garbage. Alex has been eating so good. I'm like, I don't have to eat that salad shit. I'm gonna have... And it's affecting me.
Completely opposite of yes. last year.
So bad.
Who have but you become?
Be gentle with yourself. If you experience an unknown, you can't figure out why a funk is being funky, just take a beat. Try to do some mindfulness, meditation, box breathing, even reading a book. I've only been reading one chapter a night because I've been making a habit of going upstairs. I take my melatonin and my magnesium, and I read one chapter of my book, and that's all I can do because I get really tired. The book that I'm reading now is called Black AF History, and it's the unwhitewashed story of America. And the author is hilarious. He adds in comedic layers and undertones into it, which I love. That resonates with me, using humor as a bit of a buffer to make things more palatable. And it's really great. I'm just savoring it one chapter at a time every That's night. Great. Yeah. So be kind and be gentle with yourself.
Read books.
And read books.
Or scream.
Knowledge is power, and screaming feels great.
The only thing I do when I'm at my absolute lowest of any sort of emotion that I'm feeling, the only thing that helps me is getting in a bath.
Mm.
I have to be in hot water. I have to just sit in my bathtub. I have experienced every single emotion under the sun in my bathtub, and it's the only place that I feel, like, safe and just, like, get through it. So that makes me feel better. I don't know why.
I love that.
It's always been like that.
At that retreat that I went to, one of the journal prompts was, where do you feel the most safe? And some people kind of went the opposite way and thought of places where they didn't feel safe. But I had to think about it truly because, like, I love being at Driftless. Did we talk about this already? Mm-hmm. I love being at Driftless, but I'm needed. I love being at home, but I'm needed. I love being at the hair salon, but I'm needed. The one place that I feel completely, entirely safe and can, like, is when Alex and I are hugging.
Oh.
It just, like, it clicked when I was trying to think of it. I was like, that is the only place where I'm not needed, where we are equal, we are sharing a moment, sharing a pause, and it fills me up without overflowing in, like, a negative way.
Sorry, Dan, I said the bathtub.
It's just
same. Exact same.
Right. Even in the shower, I'm needed because I need to, like, shave my armpits, or I need to condition my hair. Oh, but yeah, just like the pause that I get to achieve and experience when Alex and I have a nice big,
really nice
hug. I love you, babe.
That's really sweet. I love you too, Dan. I just also love my bathtub.
Sorry. I think he'll forgive you.
I'm sure he will.
It's okay, BB.
He knows.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next week or the week after or 3 weeks from now.
Whenever we want.
Whenever we feel like it, you will get episode 11.
Yeah.
And the sound will still be terrible.
Yeah.
We'll still have 5 listeners.
Uh-huh.
And who knows where we'll be at, which version of us decides to show up that day.
I remember when we recorded our first episode, we talked about that exact thing. What version of us are we going to be today?
Exactly. Well, full circle moment. Is
that
not
right?
That is so nice. Well, we're going to sign off and eat this damn cupcake.
Buy us a coffee.
Buymeacoffee.com/hopesanddreamspodcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we can pay for this logo.
And then like and share and subscribe on all of the platforms that you're watching and listening.
Mostly YouTube and Spotify.
Yeah.
Definitely subscribe. and like us and follow us on YouTube and Spotify.
Yeah.
And Instagram and Facebook.
More comments on the YouTube videos. I would like to see some more comments. Let's get into the conversation. Maybe we'll start reading comments on episodes.
Do you guys not want to be part of our conversation?
Just
I can't imagine why.
Just anything. Just comment anything.
Just say words. Give me a word that rhymes with hamburger.
Ooh.
That ends with hamburger. I don't remember what it is.
But I think someone's hungry.
I'm not going to eat a hamburger. But I'm going to eat this cupcake.
All right, let's go eat that cupcake. Episode 10. Love you. Bye.